It's Full Metal Jackie on the show with us this week. Melvin's mastermind, King Buzzo. How are you?
Okay.
happy to have you on the show. We are here to talk about the Melvin's Five-Legged Dog Collection, a 36-song newly recorded acoustic collection featuring songs from 1987 to 2017. And it's an overview of your catalog, but acoustic. What does an acoustic format demonstrate about your music that otherwise isn't so apparent?
Well, it's pretty clear when you hear it that these songs are good no matter how we did them. And the guys I play with, Dale and Steven, are really good players and they're good singers, and we're able to turn it into something I think that's going to surprise a lot of people.
King Buzzo with us. Melvin's new acoustic record, Five-Legged Dog, comes out next week. Here's a track from it, Pitfalls in Serving Warrants. It's Full Metal Jackie. We've got King Buzzo, singer guitarist of the Melvins, with us. We're talking about their new collection, Five-Legged Dog. And Buzzo, in terms of technique, playing acoustic instruments can be much different than electric ones. What was different, maybe even challenging, about the way you played on Five-Legged Dog?
Well, you got to translate the material that was conceived on electric guitars into acoustic. But the power of the songs is there regardless. So it wasn't too hard along those lines. The hardest part was figuring out ones that would really work well in this scenario. We had to come up with 36 of them because it's 36 songs. They're like 2.5 hours of music. So we figured more is more.
King Buzzo with us. New Melvin's record, Five-Legged Dog, comes out next week. And still to come tonight, music from Bullet for My Valentine. Gonna check out a new track from those guys. 12 Foot Ninja, Josta's weekly pick from the pit with Jamie Josta of Hatebreed coming up right after this. It's Full Metal Jackie. King Buzzo with us on the show this week. Melvin's 1983 revisits the early days of the band, which includes Mike Dillard. Why is that music with those particular players pivotal to your forward trajectory as a musician?
Well, what's fun about that is that we get to go back and play with our original drummer, with Dale playing bass, who's our normal drummer, and we get to write new songs with him, with Mike in mind. And Mike is not a full-time musician the way me and Dale are, so it's a really special thing to be able to do. I'm glad we were able to do it. And it's as close to the original Melvins as we're willing to get.
King Buzzo with us. Five-Legged Dog from the Melvins comes out next week. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Music from Anthrax, Sacred Reich, more with King Buzzo.
It's really who's to blame?
It's Full Metal Jackie. We've got King Buzzo of the Melvins with us on the show. Five-Legged Dog, a new collection, a 36-song newly recorded acoustic collection featuring songs from 1987 to 2017. In your formative musical roots are incredibly varied. What did such a broad spectrum of influences allow you to do once you started making music yourself?
Well, once I realized that that's what I wanted to do, then I tried to go in a direction that wasn't too heavily traveled. And so trying to figure out music that maybe made sense that hadn't quite been done like that before. And our influences are certainly varied. Everything from, you know, the Rolling Stones to Throbbing Gristle, everything in between. And we've never tried to hide that, ever. So that's been a big deal for us. We're huge fans of music as long as it's good.
King Buzzo with us. Five-Legged Dog comes out next week. Quick break. Up next, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. New music from Mood Ring and more with King Buzzo. It's Full Metal Jackie. King Buzzo on the show with us this week. And Melvins have been significantly influential, yet still beneath the mainstream radar. Why has that been advantageous for you as both a musician and a person?
Yeah, well, you know, we've had a long career, probably because we've never had any hit records. Nothing to live up to, as far as that's concerned. So that's been nice. We've gotten a lot further than I ever thought we would, playing the kind of weirdo music that we do. A lot of our contemporaries who aren't as weird as we are sold a ton of records and being influenced by what we did, which I always thought was very cool. And what it showed me was how little that those bands' fans actually understand where those bands are coming from.
Pick up the new Melvins Collection, Five-Legged Dog, King Buzza with us. Thank you so much for taking the time, and good luck with this release.
Thanks so much, and I really appreciate your interest. I appreciate all interest, and you're the best.
Music from Anthrax and more after this.